Please be seated.
大家早安。
Good morning.
今天早上要用保罗对年轻传道人的提醒，下半集跟大家来查考。
Today we're going to study the second half of Paul's reminder to young workers.
我们看提摩太前书第四章。
Let's look at 1 Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太前书四章十六节。
1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 16. Take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this you will save both yourself and those who hear you.
要谨慎自己和自己的教训。然后第十二节。
Verse 12. Let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in word, conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity.
这里提到要做信徒的榜样，我们昨天已经谈到言语跟行为，今天早上呢我们来谈谈爱心、信心和清洁。
Yesterday we spoke about being an example in conduct and in love. Today we're going to talk about being an example in spirit and faith and in purity.
什么是爱心？我们都很知道了。
What is love? And this is something we're all very clear about.
那保罗在哥林多前书十三章把爱心讲得非常的透彻。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, Paul explains love very clearly.
那保罗说，他如果可以说万人的方言、天使的话语，但是如果没有爱，他就像会响的锣、鸣的锣、响的钹一样而已。
And Paul says that if he has the tongues of angels, but has not love, he would be a sounding brass or a clanging cymbal.
第二节说，他如果能够讲先知的，有先知讲道之能，也可以明白各样的奥秘、各样的知识，又有全备的信心，可以叫他能够移山，却没有爱，就算不得什么了。
Verse 2 says that although he has the gift of prophecy and understands all mysteries and all knowledge, but have all faith so that he could move mountains, but have not love, he is nothing.
第三节说，我若将所有的捉鸡穷人，又舍身叫人焚烧，却没有爱，仍然与我无益。
Verse 3 says, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing.
所以保罗说，这个爱是最妙的道。
So Paul says that love is the greatest. Sorry.
最妙的第三十一节。
Oh, and so he says that the greatest of these is love.
那这个就是我们要用一生的时间去体会的。
And this is something we have to take our entire life to experience.
所以，爱心，保罗劝勉我们说要在爱心上做众人的榜样。
And so Paul tells us to be an example of love.
那要怎样表现我们的爱心？
So how do we express our love?
我们的爱心其实最主要的不是说我去关心一些那个贫穷的，或者是像一些无家可归的人，我去给他们一些食物，给他们一些帮助而已。
We do not only express our love by caring for the poor, for the homeless.
其实，在教会里面最主要的爱心呢，就是我们怎么样去关心我们被主耶稣所交付的这一些人。
Actually, the greatest way for us to show our love is to take care of the people in the church.
这些人在灵性上的需要。
To take care of their spiritual needs.
保罗他自己对这件事情，他做了一个解释。
And Paul explains this in the Bible.
那爱心，保罗说他祷告，在哥林多前书十四章里面说，他说他说方言比众人都多。
And 1 Corinthians 14, he says that I speak in tongues more than you all.
他用很多时间在祷告。
And he spends a lot of time in prayer.
那哥林多前书十四章在讲方言祷告跟方言讲道这些属灵的恩赐怎么去分辨。
And in chapter 14, he talks about how to differentiate between speaking in tongues and giving a sermon in tongues.
那为了要让信徒明白，所以保罗说，他其实花很多时间用灵言祷告的。
And to help the believers understand, he said that he spends a lot of time in prayer in tongues.
那所以今天我们当一个神教会里面的工人呢，我们最主要就是我们怎么样花时间在祷告上下功夫，为我们的教会祷告。
So as a worker of God, it is very important for us to spend time in prayer and pray for the church.
如果我们看腓立比书啊，腓立比书第一章。
Let's look at Philippians chapter 1.
保罗 他的爱心呢，他其实表现在他为教会代祷。
Paul showed his love by praying or interceding for the church.
你看他带导的内容当中，都是提到有关爱心的事情。
And if we see his content of prayer, it all has to do with love.
第三节。
Let's look at verse 3. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in prayer of mine, making requests for you with all joy, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Christ.
好，这里保罗他为信徒祷告，他说每逢想到你们的时候就感谢神。
He says that I thank my God upon every remembrance of you.
然后都是常常欢欢喜喜的祈求。
And always making requests with joy.
那第九节到第十一节。
And verses 9 through 11 says, In this I pray that your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and all discernment, that you may approve the things which are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness which are by Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God.
所以保罗他这里祷告的内容，他都是希望说，那信徒能够在爱心跟属灵的知识上跟见识上可以多又多，可以一直增长的。
And so the content of Paul's prayer was that the believers' love would abound more and more in knowledge and in all discernment.
那让教会的这些信徒们都能够分别是非啊。
And so that the believers would be able to know right from wrong.
然后可以在生活上结出果子来，然后叫这个称赞荣耀归给神。
And be filled with the fruits of righteousness to praise and glorify God.
那这个是保罗他自己做的榜样，他自己是这样做的。
And Paul also did this, so he was an example for them.
所以在保罗的书信当中呢，腓立比书、帖撒罗尼迦前书，或者是在哥罗西书，我们都看到他祷告里面都是怎么样让教会的信徒们这个爱心增加。
And so in the letter, Pauline letters such as Philippians, Colossians, he sets an example.
所以真正爱心的表现就是我们要怎么样去关心我们的教会，关心我们的弟兄姐妹们。
And so a true example of love is how we care for the brothers and sisters of our church.
透过代祷。
And this is through prayer.
所以我们今天在教会里面负担各种不一样的工作，包括我们做中文教育的老师。
So today at church we do different holy works such as being RE teachers.
我们教会要真的能够有前途啊，我们的圣工能够真的发展，就是我们的下一代在中文教育上能够被很有系统的被栽培起来。
And so as RE teachers, we must spend the effort into building up our RE students.
那我们的老师就是扮演一个非常关键的角色。老师就是非常 key person.
So we are key as RE teachers are key examples for the students.
因为我们现在目前我们的教会的 RE system。传道者根本没有办法在 RE 上下功夫。
Because in the RE system right now, the pastors aren't able to work within it.
你们在 RE 的课程里面，曾经有没有传道上过你们的课
？Have pastors ever taught your RE lessons?
没有吗？因为 RE 时间都是跟聚会冲突啊，都一样的时间呢、啊。
Probably not, because the RE classes are all the same time as the sermons.
但是我们以前在上 RE 的时候，我们很多课都是传道帮我们上的啊。
But when we were in RE classes, a lot of pastors taught our lessons for us.
为什么？因为像青年的聚会都是在星期六晚上的时候上的。
Because all of our
都是下午的时候上的。
Because all of our lessons were taught either at night or in the afternoon.
那可是我们现在为了方便起见呢，我们都已经牺牲了这个我们的学生、青年学生们能够接受更充实教育的机会，我们已经妥协了。
But because of convenience, we have given up this. Opportunity for the students to learn even more.
所以基本上所有的 RE 的时间都是跟大人聚会同时进行。
And so all the RE classes are at the same time as when the adults are in service.
那如果是跟教会聚会一起进行的时候，基本上传道者都没有办法去上 RE 的课。
And because of this, the pastors cannot teach RE.
那所以变成 RE 的教室上课的这些内容要。我们老师就扮演一个非常关键的角色了。
And so because of this, the teachers play a very important role.
那我们当老师的，我们不能够只是说来上上课而已。
So as RE teachers, we can't just be, I'm going to go teach a class a little bit.
我们要真的能够去关心我们的学生。
We have to truly care for our students.
关心到他们的生活。
We need to care about their lives.
他在家里面到底是怎么样过日子的
？How they live their lives at home.
他在学校有没有什么问题
？They have any problems at school.
他在他的家庭里面跟他的兄弟姐妹有没有什么？有没有什么不愉快的地方
？Whether or not they have any problems with their siblings.
那如果他是跟他父母亲处不来的时候怎么办
？And what do they do when they cannot get along with their parents?
我们要当老师，要真的像一个父母亲，走入他们的生活，关心他们的。
As RE teachers, we must truly be like parents and care for their lives.
我们不能够只是当我今天被排到课，我来这边上课上一下就走了。
We can't just think that I am scheduled to teach, so I'm just going to teach and leave.
那这样子，我们的学生没有办法真的从我们身上学到榜样。
If we do this, then the students will not learn an example from us.
所以真正的爱心是要表现在我们除了在上课之外，我们会很关心他们的生活。
Or we cannot be an example for the students. So as RE teachers, we must truly care for their lives.
那我们要真的要去这样做，我们就是要在祷告上为他们祷告。
And to do this, we should intercede for them.
所以如果是我们是哪一班的老师，我们一定是在每一天的生活当中都要去为我们的学生祷告的。
So no matter what class we teach in our daily lives, we should pray for our students.
那这样子，我们的下一代才真的能够在真理上 被建立起来。
And in this way, the next generation will be built up within the truth.
如果当今天一个学生他在生活上面有一些困难的地方，他如果想到某某人是他的好朋友，是他可以得到帮助的人，他就会去有一个管道去询问他们。
If any student has any problems, he will try to go find someone who is a friend, someone who he can rely on.
所以我们今天做神的工作呢，我们一定要去关心每一个人他们的真的属灵上的需要。
And so today when we do holy work, we should take heed to every person's spiritual needs.
如果我们可以这样子，每一个人都从一点点开始做起，我们教会里面就可以有一个新的一个做法，就是每一个人都会效法这样去一起做的。
If everyone does this little by little, there will be a new
我自己先做起，然后我们的这一班的老师都一起这样做。
If we start from it, then the entire class can do it, or every other teacher will be able to do it.
那我们这个教会的所有的RE老师都这样做。
And all the other teachers can start to do it.
那我们教会的一些问题就越来越少了。
And there will be fewer problems within the church.
因为当我们同心祷告的时候，神的灵就要运行在我们当中，动工，让我们每一个人的心里都被神的爱激励。
Because when we pray together in one accord, the Holy Spirit will move among us.
所以这个就是爱心上我们要做榜样。
And so we should be an example in love.
真的在祷告上呢，为我们的下一代跟我们教会的圣工代祷。
So we truly need to pray for the holy work of the church.
所以呢，我们现在每一件事情呢，都要关心到人的层面，都不能够只是看到事情。
So in our servitude, we cannot only look at the situation, we must look at the people.
所以不管是 RE class， 是为了我们的学生。
So whether or not it's RE, we should in RE we should take care of our students.
我们的安息日是为了要帮助我们里面的信徒都能够成长。
Sabbath service is so that the members will be able to grow.
所以灵恩会是为了人。
And so spiritual convocation is also for the people.
不是为了要完成一件事情。
It is not to complete a task.
我们这次灵恩会好成功，因为好多人受洗，好多人得圣灵。
You shouldn't think, oh, there are so many people, or this spiritual convocation was so successful because so many people got baptized.
所有事情都办得很有条理，一条一条两条都完成了。
It was very organized, and all of our tasks were completed.
但是灵恩会之后，大家生活都没有改变，还是一样。
But if after spiritual convocation, no one's lives have changed and everyone is still the same.
那我们在为灵会祷告的时候，可能就是为了这件事情可以办得很好而已。
Then in our prayer, all we've prayed for is that all the tasks of our spiritual convocation would go smoothly.
那我们就会很在意说，哎，这是灵会到底有没有受洗，有没有得圣灵啊？到底神有没有同工
？And we will think whether or not many people got baptized or received the Holy Spirit.
其实联会或者是 NYTS， 我们每个活动都是为了要人在信仰上真的被建立起来的。
But whether spiritual convocation or NYTS, the most important is that everyone can be built up.
所以每一件事情都是为了这里面的人的信仰。
And so all in all work, the most important thing is the building up of people's faith.
所以这个是在爱心上，我们大家一起在祷告上一起来努力下功夫。
And so to be an example of love, we should all spend more time in prayer.
那接下来保罗说要在信心上做榜样。
And afterwards, Paul says that we should be an example in faith.
那在信心这件事情，大家也都知道信心是什么。在希伯来书第十一章里面，把信心定义得非常完整了。
We also all know what faith is. It's explained very clearly in Hebrews chapter 11.
那这个信心，我们知道信心基本上我们要很小心的是去跟我们自己的热心做一个分别呀。
And what's very important is to differentiate between our faith and our zealousness.
有时候，为什么保罗他说哈，我们这个服侍神热心的要有真知识。
Why does Paul say that we need knowledge before zeal?
热心如果没有真知识哈，有时候就会造成教会的问题了。
If there is no knowledge that with it before our zeal, then there will be problems within the church.
因为很容易就用我们自己的想法去当作热，我们的热心当作我们很有信心呢。
Because we will think that our zealousness is a manifestation of our faith.
有时候因为我们一股热忱去做很多事情，结果反而教会更混乱。
But if our zeal may be a reason why we or a cause of chaos within the church.
所以。你看那个信心真正的表现是遇到困难的时候他都不会退缩的。
A true manifestation of faith is when in trouble they do not shrink back.
我们今天如果是在传福音，比如说我们在这些 campus fellowship， 我们要做福音的工作，宣道啊。
Today when campus fellowships we do evangelism.
那我们今天去开这个福音茶会，结果效果好像不是很好，因为我们没有很多人来参加。
And if during a gospel tea fellowship, there aren't many people who come.
那我们也不会说，这个效果没有，这个不好，这个方法没有用，那我们再换一个方法吧。
We shouldn't say this method of evangelism is not right. We should do a different method.
我们再用一个比较吸引人的方法，让他们来参加。
Let's try something more attractive to get people to come.
其实应该不是这样想。
But we shouldn't think this way.
这个工作是神在带领的。
The work is led by God.
现在这样做，我们现在目前这样做没有什么效果，问题出在哪里？
So what is the reason why there is no result of our effort?
是不是因为我们没有真的下功夫祷告？
Is it because we really didn't pray?
是不是因为里面的人没有真的同心？
Is it because we weren't working with one heart?
还是因为我们没有把那个道理讲清楚？
Or is it because we didn't speak the truth clearly?
所以我们碰到问题的时候，我们就不会想说那用我们人的方法去再。让它更有效。
And so, in problems, we will not try to use our own human efforts to have a better result.
那我们不会就这样子，因为没有什么效果就灰心的说，那我们下次不要做了。
And we will not because of having no result, lose faith.
我们会一直往前进，我们会想要怎么样靠神让它更好。
We will continue moving forward and rely on God.
而且会按照神的方式。
And we will go by the way of the Lord.
因为我们相信这个是神的吩咐，神的应许。
Because we believe that this is the promise of God.
那我们继续做，这个叫信心。
So if we continue to do this, we need faith.
那信心就是要在这个道理上能够守住真道的奥秘。
And faith requires that we continue within the mysteries of God.
我们以后将来都成为教会很重要的干部。
In the future, we will all be very important pillars of the church.
那这个教会里面的干部最重要就是要把这个道理守住。
And the most important thing as a pillar of the church is to keep hold to the truth.
保罗说他深知这个真道的奥秘啊，基督的奥秘。
Paul clearly explains the mystery of Christ.
我们看以弗所书第三章。
Let's look at Ephesians chapter 3.
以弗所书第三章。
Ephesians chapter 3.
第三节。
Ephesians 3 verse 3.
三节四节。
3 and 4.How that by revelation he made known to me the mystery as I have briefly written already, by which when you read you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ.
然后看第六节。
And verse 6, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ through the gospel.
好，保罗说他深知福音的奥秘，就是这些外邦人在基督耶稣里面借着福音可以同为后世同一体同盟应许。
Paul said that the mystery of Christ is that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body.
然后他说我做这个福音的执事，就是做了福音的仆人，是照着神的恩赐。
And he said that he became a minister of this mystery by the grace of God.
那所以他现在做了这个福音的执事，就是要把这个福音的奥秘讲明。
And so to be a minister of the gospel, he needed to clearly reveal the revelation, the mysteries of Christ.
所以提摩太前书第三章那里啊，保罗在讲这些。做执事的叫做长老的最重要的工作是什么？就是要固守真道的奥秘。
And so in 1 Timothy, Paul says that the most important work of the elders and the deacons is to clearly reveal the mysteries of Christ.
要让这个道理不会偏的，不会偏离神所定的这个规模。
So that the truth would not veer from what God wants.
不会用我们自己的想法去解释真理。
So that we will not use our own methods to explain the truth.
我们今天要在真要在信心上下功夫，就是我们要怎么样去认识我们所信的这个教会的基本道理，一定要清楚。
Today, in we must put in great effort to understand our beliefs, our church's beliefs.
而且我们一定要知道，他这个救恩本身这个奥秘，它最重要的精华在哪里 就是我们怎么跟别人是不一样的。
And how to understand how we are different from other churches.
我们有没有办法很勇敢的说，是的，今天要得救，一定要来这里才有办法得救。
Can we very confidently say today that it's true? In order to be saved, you must come here.
我们所信的教会是不是真的是唯一得救的教会？
Do we truly believe that we are the one true church?
如果我们的教会不是唯一得救的，我们传福音就没有意思了。
If we do not believe that we are the one true church, then there is no reason for us to preach.
因为如果每一个人都可以得救的话，那我们有什么地方跟别人不一样呢？
Because if everyone can be saved, then how are we different from anyone else?
所以我们对这个真道的奥秘一定要非常的清楚。
So we must be very clear about the truth.
当我们还在年轻的时候，我们就要在这个道理上下功夫。
And so while we are young, we must diligently study these.
等到我们年纪再大一点，我们负担教会更重要的工作，我们可以把整个教会真理的规模把它融会贯通，就是我们可以通每一项的道理都可以通。
So that when we are older and serve God even more, then we will be very clear about all the words of the Lord.
现在如果我们有什么道理还想不通的，表示说我们的认识还不够深入。
Because if today we do not understand some of the words, then we have not studied carefully enough.
但是我们一定要在每一项道理上下功夫，到让我们每一件真理都很通，就是说我们都很了解。
But today we must study until we understand all the words of the Lord.
那这样子，我们再出去传福音，在做教会的工作的时候，我们就不会有任何的问题。
So that afterwards, when we preach, we will not face any problems.
我们能够抓住主耶稣道理最重要的重点。
We will be able to understand the key points of the truth.
即使有一些意见不一样，我们不会就有什么个人的很激烈的反应，就不顺服怎么样，不会的。
And if other people have different opinions, we won't have some very extreme response and be insubmissive.
我们真的可以在这个正道上做基督的精兵啊。
We can truly be soldiers of Christ.
在末世的时代里面，为这个拯救人灵魂的工作跟主耶稣同工，一起来服侍神呢。
And in the end times, we will be able to preach the gospel and truly serve God.
所以这个在信心上做众人的榜样。
And so we must be an example to the believers in faith.
所以我们自己要常常去想，我所信的这个教会，我们现在所传的这个真理，我自己信不信
？So we must think this truth that we preach, do we believe in it?
有一些任何一个地方我不了解的，一定要把它搞清楚。
If there's anything that we don't understand, we must try to study and understand it.
这样我们才有办法真的去帮助我们的下一代了解我们的真理。
And this is the only way we can help our future generations to understand the truth.
我们才不会把这个道理讲偏了。
And we will not veer from the truth.
那以后就造成教会很多对教会怀疑的人。
And cause many people to doubt.
所以这个就是我们互相勉励。
And so this is for mutual encouragement.
那另外最后一个就是在清洁上做众人的榜样。
And the last one is to be an example to the believers in purity.
那这个清洁我们都知道，保罗所讲的意思是什么
？So we all know what purity is.
就是要逃避这个少年的私欲。
It is to flee from the evil desires of youth.
我们的清洁是要在我们怎么跟别人相处上要清清洁洁。
In our interactions with other people, we need to be pure.
我们人在神面前其实是不能隐藏的。
Everything that we do can't be hidden in front of God.
我们的每一个动作，我们的心思意念的每一件事情，神都看得到。
God can see all of our actions and all of our thoughts.
有时候神还没有让我们去把它显明出来，是神在忍耐啊。
And if God has not revealed them to us, then He's patiently waiting.
但是如果我们都不醒悟，让神真的让我们明白以后，那时候就已经太晚了。
But if we do not turn, and God reveals it to us, then it's already too late.
所以我们什么事情要了解到神在看着。
So we must understand that God can see everything.
因为这里是真教会，每一件事情神都是做王的、做主的。
Because God is the King, and He can see everything.
我们可以骗人一时，但是没有办法骗神任何一个时间。
We can lie to man, but we cannot lie to God.
哦，那最后神所不喜悦的事情一定会显露出来。神不喜欢的事情一定会显露出来的。
And those things that God is not pleased with will be revealed in the
end. 为了就是要让整个教会成长，能够变更圣洁。
For the purpose of purifying the church.
那所以保罗常提到，我们要在清洁上下功夫，我们跟人相处要清清洁洁。
And so, and to be an example of purity, we must have pure interactions with other people.
那我们的想法也要清洁。
And our thoughts need to be pure.
今天我们很多地方会被这个社会污染。
And today, we are often polluted by the environment.
So, 一定要很小心， 小心我们所看的是什么东西。
So we must be very careful of what we see.
上网的时候看的什么
？What do we see when we go on the internet?
我们在车上里面听什么音乐
？What kind of internet do we? What kind of music do we listen to in the car?
我们去看什么样的电影
？What kind of movies do we watch?
书籍我们看什么样的杂志
？What kind of books do we read?
这些东西都我们都要很小心。
We must be very careful of all
these. 因为我们是在服侍神的人。
Because as servants of God.
我们如果在清洁上给魔鬼留了一些地步哦，没有完全就是在这个清洁上。合神的标准啊
If we leave a foothold for God, for Satan,
我们会发现我们的服事就没有力量了。
We will realize that we will have no strength in our service.
那这个时候就是我们会走下坡，信心会往下沉的一个原因。
And our faith that will be one of the reasons why our faith goes downhill.
那除了这个以外，我们要清洁，就是我们的话语本身要清洁。
And besides this, we must be pure in our speech.
我们要能够跟这个社会的其他的同侪有分别。
We must be different in our speech from the people of the world.
就是我们该说的话，该说不说的话就不要说了。
We should watch what we say. What we should say, we should speak, and what we shouldn't say, we shouldn't.
有一些不好的话，要避免从我们的口中说出来。
Some bad words shouldn't come out of our mouth.
那如果我们真的能够这样做的话
，And if we can truly do this,
那我们就是做我们众人的，我们就是做了榜样了。
Then we will be an example.
不管我们在哪个地方服侍神，我们都是做榜样的。
No matter what we do as servitude, we will be an example for all.
那我们今天如果把这些保罗所做的这些提醒都把它记住了。
Now, if we remember all of Paul's reminders.
然后保罗说你要谨慎自己和你自己的教训哦。
And Paul says that we should take heed to ourselves and to the teachings.
所以我们在讲的时候，我们在做的时候，都不是做给别人，不是讲给别人听的。
So what we say and what we do isn't for other people to hear.
所以我们是讲给我们自己听哦。
It's for ourselves.
所以我们自己本身这个教训，我们要能够做出来的。
So the things that we say and teach, we must be able to do ourselves.
所以每一个在站讲台、在课堂上讲课的人，都要是我所讲的，要我跟我做的是一样。
So all who speak on the pulpit or teach, what you say, you must.Think, can I do this myself?
当然，神的道理是标准是完全的。
Of course, the God's standard is perfect.
我们人还是不完全的。
And man is not perfect.
但至少我们要有这样的心思，一直朝这个目标去努力。
But as long as we continue to and for toward this goal.
所以，那这样子，我们这样做，我们在这种事情，保罗说要恒心，就是要持续不断的一直这样做下去。要恒心，就是一直做。
So we must continue to do this.
那这样子，他说就能够救我们自己，跟救那听我们的人了。
And in this way, we can save ourselves and those around us.
所以这些提醒呢，希望我们能够记在心里。
And so we hope to that we can remember these in our heart.
那我们在服事过程当中呢，真的能够成为主耶稣基督的精兵。
And so in our servitude, we can truly be the Christian soldiers.
那我们在祷告当中呢，真的会为我们所做的从事的圣工祷告。
And we should truly pray for the holy work.
我们这现在就来祷告。
And so now we're going to pray together.
求主耶稣帮助我们。
We ask God to help us.
真的能够成为教会里面众人的榜样。
So that we can truly be examples for all believers.
那我们在服事里面，我们就跟着成长。
And that we can grow in faith.
我们对神就更加有体验。
And have more experiences with God.
那我们就会很喜乐。
And we will have more joy.
因为我们知道我们服事神其实是很喜乐的。
Because we know that serving God is very joyful.
我们的付出哦，会神会加倍的回报我们，在各方面让我们。觉得说我们服侍神真有福气。
And through our sacrifice, God will give us even more, and we will feel that servitude is truly a blessing.
我们现在一起在前面来祷告。
Now let's come to the front to pray.